The gurgler got its hooks into Ned and dragged him into it. In seconds, our tunnel boss was just gone. Corm panicked in witnessing Ned get dissolved and leapt out of the tube, running as fast as he could. The elemental flashed by the opening. There was a terrible roar as it struck. A burst of fire rolled over the tube entrance as it pounced on its prey. I remained there, breathing my rapidly dwindling magic air. In a lava tube, hotter than an oven, the gurgler slowly closing in below, and the angry beast screaming its fury above. I felt helpless, terrified, and angry all at once. When I threw my scraper at the gurgler, it hit with a hiss and just stuck there, steel glowing and softening. But the thing kept coming. All I could do was hope the fire elemental would move on. They were notorious for their impatience. An awful minute passed as death inched nearer. The blue glow from the protective band began flickering, as was the white light of the air charm. When either of those went out, the gurgler would overwhelm me before it even reached me. I had no choice but to risk the surface. Whispering a quick prayer to my family's patron, Ketakunin, the saint of perseverance, I took up my pathetic little chipping hammer and climbed out of the hole. There was no sign of little Corm, except for his crawler pack lying there on the black rocks, with smoking claw marks through it. The monster's great horned head swiveled my way, and it snorted fire when it saw me standing there, pathetic. Unable to outrun it, I lifted my hammer and screamed an incoherent challenge. But as soon as 2 tons of fiery doom began stomping toward me, I forgot my challenge and ran. The elemental caught up in an instant. Didn't even need to hit me to knock me off my feet. I skidded across the black rock, then desperately crawled across the steaming surface, huge claws descending to spear me. There was a blinding crack of light, and the creature lurched to the side. Sparks flew from its burning hide as magma blood spilled from the hole. Rolling out of the way, I barely managed to avoid getting stomped. There was another flash, green this time, and it bellowed in agony. There was a lone man walking directly, fearlessly, toward the beast. He held a glowing wand in each hand.
"You are not fit to challenge me, brute. Begone!"
A bolt of lightning leapt between the man and the monster. Flaming blood sprayed as the molten giant was hurled across the rocks. The monster got up, took one last angry look at the man who'd bested it, and then fled.
"Tell your barge master your life was saved by Gol-Hadar, and I have claimed this magical element as my payment."